Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about things that are going on in my life, from my goals to my hang-ups to anything going on around us. And I usually add in a lesson, a few tips, and a whole lot of laughs to each episode. So if this is something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram linked below. On to the episode. This came up as a realization when I had this unexplained urge to check my phone while working and editing a podcast I was busy with. Because the entire time, I could not focus. All I wanted to do was just grab my phone and start fiddling with it. One thing I realized that digging deeper into this was that I don't have any kind of ADHD or things like that. I literally just have an attention management problem, which I basically have created for myself. And I'm gonna get into that. By paying attention to the small things that my body or my mind automatically do, I've been able to realize why I always reach for my phone when I'm busy on my computer. And this usually happens when I'm busy with a podcast or even while I'm working. I just have this weird urge to either grab my phone and do something or change tabs and search for something. And it can be for something important, like making a note for a podcast or remembering to check something or to do something and making a note about it. Or it can be as trivial as basically just wanting to grab my phone and check on a game that I'm playing or scroll through Instagram or something like that. This can obviously be linked to how the world around us has changed, because let's face it, our attention spans have gone from about 40 minutes to 5 or 10 max, and that is insane. Besides that, a lot of the time we need to do more to get something of equal value out. A perfect example of this is the time and effort we put into work. Sometimes we put in a lot of effort and don't get paid a good salary. And even if we do go above and beyond, we don't even get recognition or thanks for that work. And even more of the time, we lose. For example, when you put in overtime and not get paid for it, that is literally your time. But instead, you spent it on something else for someone else's benefit. You can't get that time back, which brings me to my main point and underlying fact. Time. Our time is the most precious commodity we have. And there's a lot of competition for it, whether it's people in your life, like family, friends, relationships, or work, or even just trying to get some leisure time from all the chaos and the pandemic craziness, or anything of that nature. Time is of the essence. And some people think managing your time will make you productive, or at least trying out the latest productivity hack will make you productive. But what I think we need is to actually add another layer by managing your attention. Because if you can take the time and block out a specific time frame to do something, clear away all distractions before you start, and when the time starts, only focus on what you need to do in that period of time, you can get a lot more done. Now, as per usual, I like to try things out for myself, and this is how it went. So I tried to focus on getting my podcast list for the rest of the year planned. So basically, I sit with my upload list for this year that has each date of the upload going on till the end of the year. So for every Tuesday, it will have the date as in the number and the month. And this is all put on a list that I basically plan at the beginning of the year, even if it's blank. So I basically pull up that sheet, pull out my Google Calendar, and go through it. And what I tried to do was essentially assign a topic or an idea for all the rest of the year's episodes. So this is episode 16 before the end of the year. There are literally 15 more episodes until the end of the year. And I was able to plan out each of them. Not in depth, even if it's just an idea, I managed it. However, When I tried it a few months ago, I hit a brick wall. I struggled to focus. I was distracted all the time. I couldn't get much done. And it was just not worth it. Like, even setting that time aside to try and do it was not worth it. After looking into attention management, I pulled it off. This time, I strictly set aside time to work on it. I basically blocked it in my calendar. I pulled up my documents. I made sure everything was easy and visible. I also put a lot of things out the way. So I put my phone away. I let my family know this is what I was doing. And when I started, I was able to easily fill in 3 episodes by just looking at the date because there were significant events going on. And filling in the rest was much easier because all I was focused on was figuring out topics to fill the rest of this year, and I did it. This was clearly something that worked for me, and it was something small. But not only did it require focus, it required self-reflection. I know that for me, putting my phone away and putting it on silent so that I won't be distracted by any type of notifications was the best thing for me. I had to let my family know because they tend to disturb me. So by letting them know, I was able to make sure I don't get disturbed and lose any important thoughts or trains, you know, your thought of train or anything like that. And I also made sure that I put a notepad and a pen next to me. So if I did have any flyaway thoughts, I was able to easily write it down. I didn't keep my phone on me because I know I have a note-taking app. The moment I let myself touch that phone, I'm gonna get distracted. So just keep it out the way, keep a notepad handy, and I'm good. I needed to know that about myself. I also made sure that if I did have any stray thoughts, I would write down instead of trying to put it in a tab and search for that thing, or even just leave it in a note in a tab or something like that, because I am very prone to falling into rabbit holes or researching things online and just hopping from one link to another. So by being able to manage what I put my attention on, I could choose to focus on what I needed to get done instead of just letting myself try and do a million things at once, even if it was not the best option for me. And the result was getting my podcast list done for the rest of the year. So even if I'm not done and ready to post episodes until the end of the year, I at least have ideas and topics and some scripts that I've started. So I'm already well on my way. When it comes to attention management, I think we could all use a little bit more of it. And this is especially great for the non-work related things. So when it comes to speaking to other people, a lot of the time we tend to half listen to what they say or dismiss people if we don't agree with what they're saying. And by just paying a little bit more attention to what they are speaking about or what we say to them, knowing a lot of things about them, we'll all be better off. By paying attention to the small things in life and almost committing yourself fully to just doing one thing at a time, I think we'd all be a lot more considerate human beings in this world, because you never know what you might learn about yourself or about others if you just pay a little bit more attention. Because honestly, paying attention to the small things can make a huge difference. Because this is something I say all the time, small changes can lead to big changes. You do things one step at a time and in small bits, and it'll eventually add up to something big. The song of the week this week is something that's not attention, but rather focus, by Ariana Grande. Because we need to focus. We are in September and it's already halfway through the month. Once September's done, we have 3 months left of the year. October, November, and December. We have 3 months after September. So focus, pay attention, manage your attention, buckle down, and get ready for a wild ride, because I think this year is gonna get bumpy towards the end. I don't know why, I just have a feeling. But I'm very happy with this episode. I kept it short and sweet, which is what I was aiming for. That is where I'm gonna end it. Please leave a comment below if you enjoyed this episode or didn't. I'm open to all kinds of comments. You can check out my Instagram linked below. And as per usual, keep being a better being. See you next week. Love you. Bye.